I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
We got the chocolates.
What the frick is that?
We got the chocolates.
Don't I do dad jokes?
We got the chocolates.
Wait, there's a podcast?
Yes.
Really?
Scouts, welcome back to the We Got The Chocolates podcast. I'm Dobby.
I'm Dobby.
I'm not a fuckwit.
I'm also Dobby.
I don't know how to move on from that. Oh, it's very good.
Should you explain why?
No, not yet. We're about to.
Yeah.
We've also got Charlie that fact checks any ridiculous claims that we make, and my little source footage that I'm getting to know is also over there. No Dave the Brit that knows jack shit this episode. I don't know what he's doing. Not holidaying with Charlie, though, this time.
No, it's weird.
Normally they go together. So
Charlie screams in the background.
If came up. Anyway, we are all dressed as Dobbies except for Goaty. Goaty has one sock on, though, so he's free. So that's why. Mm-hmm. But Mikas, perhaps explain why we're dressed like this.
Yeah, well, I can explain why we're dressed like this the other day. I don't know why we are now. My 30th birthday party on Saturday, and I decided to make the theme that everyone has to dress as Dobby just to make it easy for everyone. Well, actually, it wasn't easy for everyone.
What was that, Darth Vader?
Skid, you're probably going to have to take that mask off.
What do you mean? Do you know him?
It's weird that only two of us dress up too, hey?
Someone actually wrote that comment.
Know, it was so good. Where's Lee's costume?
Where's Lee's costume? This is one of the great messages. You have probably arrived by accident, but definitely stay for a laugh. But the Dobby situation was, I don't think I've ever seen anything more ridiculous in my life. Like when Mika sort of thought of that, I think you were actually at our house when you were planning that Facebook event going like, yeah, this is what I'm thinking of doing for my 30th. And you said it, and I was like, that's rare, but like you are pretty rare. So yeah, it kind of makes sense. But then just seeing, I don't know, I've been to a few like costume or themed parties where people just don't really participate. Yeah. Sort of like Goaty with like our plan today. But I don't know, I just rocked up. I don't know what I was expecting, but as soon as I got, Rochelle and I went to pick up Skin and Eloise, and we sort of come out of their garage dressed as Elf, dressed as Dobby. We're just like, this is the funniest thing ever. And then when we got to the actual party, which was down the coast, there was 40 people out the front of this like the garage, all dressed as Dobbies. It was quite impressive to watch.
Yeah, well, I mean, in the Facebook group, in the description, I wrote, if you don't dress as Dobby, I'll be very upset. And along the lines of don't bother coming. So
your family didn't though.
Yeah. And I made it clear to them that I didn't want them there because they didn't dress up.
Are you like the black sheep of your family?
I think I must be.
Yeah.
I had a short conversation with your mum and she was like, I didn't know he had this many friends. It's so weird.
Oh, yeah. Genuinely.
It was quite. She said it to, well, Jono was talking to me, your brother Jono. He was talking to me and your mum came over and she's like, I can't believe all these people are here. And Jono was like, what do you think he is? Like, why would no one come?
I can tell you one reason why people wouldn't want to go.
Because they had to dress as Dobby.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, that's not the reason I didn't come. But yeah. No, I had another engagement. But yeah, no, I'm very sorry I didn't get to make it for your 30th, buddy boy.
I'm sorry for you. Yeah. That was unbelievable.
The cake was cool too.
Yeah.
Cake was like genuine, said happy birthday or happy birthday, Harry, didn't it?
Yeah.
Or Mikus maybe. Wow. I don't know what it said.
Didn't say Harry.
It'd be weird if it said Harry.
Yeah. It would be, but yeah, but I don't know. It was pretty themed towards and like Harry.
Birthday spelled wrong, like in the movie.
Birthday.
That first movie.
Hagrid.
Can you explain why just Dobby and not like a Harry Potter thing?
Well, I think Harry Potter, like it's been done so many times, like a Harry Potter themed birthday party. I mean, I've never been to one and you guys probably haven't either, but I'm sure it's mainly for 9-year-olds.
So, so they've even done the 30th birthday. I don't know.
Yeah, and I just went, I think Dobby's funny, and I think it'd be real weird if everyone dressed up as Dobby. I actually wasn't going to have a birthday party. The only reason I did it was because I wanted to do the Dobby theme.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was perfect. It was genuinely the best night of my life.
That is great. We've got some good video stuff that we'll certainly be editing and trying to chuck up because it's very funny just watching so many people dress as the same thing. I think it's my new favorite thing to see everyone dressed as the same thing, but then like the different variations of it. Like some bloke had a toilet paper roll on his nose.
Yeah.
Yep.
Another guy had no pants. So I was like, oh, Dobby didn't wear.
He went to the wrong party.
It was a genuine slutty Dobby. Yeah. It was cruel.
I liked it.
Oh, great. All right, let's move on to joke of the week. Now, we do get plenty left on the chalk line. We're actually using the chalk line for another purpose today as well. We get a lot of jokes, definitely. But
good forward sale,
mate. Yeah, but plenty of other things coming up. So listen to the chalk segment coming up later in the episode. But for now, I do have this joke.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
From Anonymous, unfortunately.
Oh.
Which hurts.
Yeah, g'day, boys. Long time listener, first time caller. I asked my dog what the ride in the back of the ute was like the other day. He said rough.
He should have to go through a minute of it.
Yeah, there's not a lot wrong with that.
Very, very good.
Happy days.
I've never heard that joke before. I thought it was magnificent.
Yeah. Very simple.
Skinny got a written one.
I do have a written one. Comes in from Matt. Matt Grief.
Good.
Oh, good.
Oh, good.
That's a good one, Biggs.
No, give it to us, Skin. Give us. He's giving you grief.
shut up.
Did he write this down on grief-proof paper by any chance?
On what?
Grief? Is that grease-proof?
Oh, my God.
What is that? That's like baking paper.
I don't think that is our pun of the week yet.
Yet.
Okay. My wife told me to put ketchup on the shopping list. Now I can't see any of the other stuff I need to buy.
I like how that's worded. That's good. Very, very good. Now, joke of the week brought to you by our great friends at Better Beer. Thank you very much to them. They do beers. They do merch. Check them out.
Frothing this hat at the moment too.
That hat you're wearing is a very good hat.
So it reminds me of like basketball, the Milwaukee Beers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great flick too, actually.
Great flick. Skin probably hasn't seen it. Are you okay over there?
I think Skin's just thinking on. No, I haven't seen it.
I was just trying to work it out. I was like, I don't think, no, it doesn't ring a bell.
Also, the last time I saw Skin trying to have a beer, it was out of that Dobby mask. Things didn't go well.
Yeah. Straight down the front.
We also, by the way, have a couple of reviews. Well, not really reviews on our performance. In fact, it was the ladies' night, the girls, Eloise and Rochelle's revenge. Yep. You remember, if you're new to listening, we did force them to run a half marathon that they didn't know about when we went to Melbourne. Then they essentially extracted revenge by hijacking the podcast. They sort of told us that they had an interest in recording and we were happy to see that. We're like, great. They, you know, just paying attention to what we do for work and stuff. It seemed like a nice thing. And then we got ambushed quite substantially. So we uploaded that to YouTube yesterday. And there were very supportive comments to the point of perhaps maybe too supportive.
You reckon you're out of a job?
Well, I mean, I'll let you be the judge.
Some people might like to say by the sounds.
But, the girls had more polish than the boys' first 120 episodes.
That's fair.
Probably fair. We's got the source footage, surely the name of the podcast. These two ladies, great work. We's got the source footage. Very good. I like that. That was from Matthew. And then proper top tier stuff from the girls. One star. Would listen to the pod every week.
One star's a good rating.
One star, great rating. It's our favorite rating. 1 out of 5.
Yeah. I went looking for actual reviews earlier and our Apple rating has dropped to 4.9.
Is that because we keep telling people to do one star reviews?
No, well, I don't think we've told anyone, but people keep doing that. Like, you leave your one star review and then they'll rave about how great it was.
Just to clarify, saying it is funny. Actually rating us one star.
That is not funny.
Do a 5-star review and just write 1-star review if you feel you need to get that out, I reckon.
Because actually writing us is hurting.
Yeah. Correct.
I found one bloke that actually really hated us, so that was that was good to read.
What for?
And then he gave us 5 stars. Yeah.
He gave us a spray.
Yeah, he gave us a spray.
Was it because we dressed as Dobbies?
He said, if you'd like to sprain a muscle in your ear listening to a circle jerk, this is a great podcast.
Oh, I read that comment.
Thanks, it's quite creative.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how you would sprain a muscle in your ear in a circle jerk.
I wonder what we said.
And also with 4 people, it's more of a square. You know?
It's a parallelogram. Yeah,
there's so much wrong with that. Anyway, pinch yourself moments is what I want to take us on to. And again, it does. We didn't want to give away too much about the Dobby party. The Dobby party was cool. The theme, very good. Mm. Goaty, actually wasn't, you weren't there. As you mentioned, you had your sister's birthday.
Sister's 30th.
Same age, same birthday as me.
What was the theme of her party?
Just having a beer and sitting down and relaxing.
Like an actual 30-year-old. Yeah.
Like adults.
Come as a regular person.
How boring.
That's very good. One of the great themes.
Yeah.
Let us know which one you prefer. Would you rather have a Dobby theme 30th or a regular person one where you just sit and sort of eat
and enjoy each other's company? Yeah.
Anyway, the part that was the pinch yourself moment, probably A. Probably slightly the fact that Cody was an hour up the road just sitting and having a regular time at a 30th as well. And we would just Dobby.
I see someone in a Dobby.
When people are singing happy birthday, they replace Mickus with Dobby.
It's just a D, not N.
Happy birthday, dear Nobby. Man, it was good. Anyway, something else happened, Cody. And it was a pinch yourself moment due to someone that we met.
Okay.
At the party, that's a clue we'll give you. Mm-hmm. We want you to guess what you think it might potentially be.
Okay. So I've got like a list of questions or I can...
You can ask as many questions as you want.
So I'm assuming a Gold Coast local?
No.
Oh, wow. Sports star.
Not sports star. No, wrong genre.
Music.
Yeah, I'd say connected to the music industry, you'd have to say.
Yep.
Connected to the music industry.
What's happening with these ears?
You're not listening to me. They're falling off. Connected to the music industry. Kyle Sanderlands.
I should tell you that this will be difficult for you to get.
Yeah. If you get this.
Yeah. If you get this, so it's probably podcast over.
Can you give me one clue?
Well,
that shit podcast.
Kyle Sanderlands apparently was Jackie O's party was on the weekend at the same time as Mickus's.
We all missed the invite for that one.
We all got invited, but we said, no, we got to dress up as Dobby.
We had other engagements
What clue can we give?
I would say, like, connected to the music industry and connected to an Aussie icon.
Nice skin.
Wow.
And it's not the Big Banana.
Probably.
Wow. Somehow related.
Probably does that.
Over 50, under 50.
Under 50. But somewhat connected to someone that might be over 50. So many clues.
Yeah, I know.
You're giving away too much.
Wow. The Aussie icon might be around 50, yeah.
That's what I was saying.
Danny Minogue.
Oh, nice guess. You're getting very close. It's not, no. We're not that close.
Male or female?
Male.
Yeah. Daniel Minogue.
No. He's 48, the guy that, hit the not the person, but
the person that he's connected to
is 48 years old.
It's like, I've got no idea.
You really shouldn't.
No, but you probably could.
Yeah, if you
they were
one
in one of the singing competitions a long time ago.
Yeah,
Shannon Knoll.
Okay,
there's
nice.
That's pretty much exactly it.
Okay, Guy Sebastian.
No.
You're going too much.
Shannon Knoll.
Anisha.
What about me?
Yes.
Great song.
Yeah, I think that was
decent music video.
Moving Pictures. Decent music video.
Yeah.
No,
you don't have to think too much about the music video.
Do you remember the music video? You've done well. You've narrowed it down incredibly. Basically what happened is, you know, as you said, Moving Pictures actually did do that song first, but that was old. And then Shannon Knoll came along. What was that, like 2003? I think he was in Australian Idol, came runners up to Goss Bastion.
Yep.
And then What About Me was like the first song that he released properly, wasn't it? It was like a hit. In What About Me, there is obviously a line where it says there's a little boy waiting at the counter of the corner shop.
Yeah.
In the video, as you would expect, there's a little boy waiting at the counter of the corner shop.
Mm-hmm.
We drank beers and sang What About Me with that little boy
who is now meant to get that.
You were so close. You could have got there.
But... you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, oh, this one time. You know what I actually did one time? I went to Woolworths and there was this bloke who was in an Amy commercial.
And I'm sure we could have got there if we kept.
You wouldn't believe it. We both reached for the same zucchini.
I thought you were a genuine
chance. Yeah, I genuinely thought you would get around it.
Such a big star.
I mean, that is cool, isn't it? You got to admit.
No, it is. It actually is.
Yeah. So Mikus has genuinely introduced us to. Well, how are we related?
So, we're not related. Yeah. It's my sister-in-law's boyfriend.
Yeah, brother's wife's boyfriend. No, that can't be right. Well,
wife's sister-in-law's boyfriend. I'm glad we sorted that.
It's good. So we've worked out that that is basically like 25 years old ish.
He's 20, less. Yeah,
he was in it when he was six,
And he's about 27 now.
That is less than 20.
And like, so when he first came, Mika said, "Hey, just to let you know." And he broke the news like really subtly. He was like, "Just to let you guys know,
there's nothing subtle.
He had it on the fucking his forehead under his ears.
Just to let you know, like one of the guys that you're talking to is he was in a What About Me film clip, and we're like, "Is it that guy?" He's like, "It's not him."
In a conversation, it's me, Skin, me, and like Charlie and this other guy.
Well, I know the four of you, so I mean, it's probably you.
And he's like trying to be real humble. He's like, not humble. I think it's more just like, I don't really want to bring this up.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, he does. He does.
Music video.
I always love this. What does he do for a living now?
Nothing like that.
Yeah.
He's like in the mines or something.
Yeah, he's in the army.
Oh, right. Yeah. So pretty much the same thing.
Yeah. Is he really in the army? Are you sure you got that right? So I asked him what he did for work. Yes, he is in the army. As I said, I asked him and he said army. Yeah.
Are you kidding? Yeah, that's what he does.
What's up? And his brother's in the leggy as well.
It's good. That's cricket related as well.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it. I really got to get better at that. Yeah, we're still looking for that pun of the week.
Yeah.
Tell us when it comes, Skin.
Okay. Yeah.
You just and the pun.
No.
Jesus. I don't know where we were.
Who cares?
But basically,
we got to sing What About Me.
Well, he showed us the video clip. No, I think Mikus showed us. Mikus was like, see, he's this kid. And like, we're sort of thinking like, this could be made up. And then he showed us the video and the guy still looks like the kid, but he's got a mustache.
Yeah, right.
Genuine. Like, he couldn't have been making up. They're like identical, I would say.
Oh, but yeah.
But like, they look similar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because it's the same guy.
It's weird because you look pretty like you did when you were a child.
Like child photo.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive, I thought. So it was surreal. We were sitting there singing What About Me with the guy. So we basically recreated the video clip. Probably did it better, I would say. And Mikus, we were sort of actually like harmonizing a little bit, I reckon.
No.
I doubt it.
Not at all.
I don't even remember it.
Oh, that's good. That's good. What, the lyrics or?
No, just too many beers.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Okay, we've got a name storm request.
And you're standing there without a name. So we'll give you one you can acclaim.
You know what I realized, Gertie? Mm-hmm. Harmonizing is basically just a complex term for layering.
Is it?
Well, I would say that's what you always said, like layering. Mm. How I'd used to do layering on those jingles is sing over myself.
Mm. That's true.
I basically harmonize myself.
I'll still never forget that night where Skin and I were literally in your lounge room, your mum's house, for like an hour and a half. It was like, can we just like finish the episode? Yeah, hold in a second. And did the, what was it, the pump up song for You're a Quizzed Goatee. And we were there till like fucking midnight.
Pressure. Taking on Goatee. Yeah, that's right.
In five different tones. It was great. Yeah.
And it's probably our worst jingle.
Yeah. Comfortably.
We actually get some like decent, like some of the jingles are okay now. Like
I think it's
look
like
at
30,
this
70.
Photograph. That's your favorite.
Yeah.
It's Goatee and Glenn McGrath. I'll never forget when we played that to you the first time. That doesn't rhyme. Anyway, name song request. Came in from Tom, who was also the inventor of MySpace. Come on. Need a name storm, fellas.
He's the only one.
Yeah. What? The only Tom.
Yeah. Well, there's another Tom.
He was the most famous Tom, wasn't he? Tom Hanks, maybe. The Tom of MySpace.
We should do a segment like this.
Mm. We should. It's probably more of a game thing we could do at the end.
Mm.
Yeah. I've never heard of Tom of MySpace.
Well, I don't think his last name was of MySpace.
You can't find that in the phone book, mate.
You're probably searching the wrong thing.
Just literally the bloke that made the website's name was Tom.
MySpace was before your Tom.
No, I think it's before your Tom.
Okay.
But you had like you're allowed eight of your closest friends to be your top friends.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That was a trivia question the other day.
Was it?
Eight top friends on MySpace.
Anyway, keep going.
Yeah. So from Tom, need a name storm, fellas. Purchase a coffee machine as a responsible adult does to curb the cost of buying out. Given that adult choice, I also dress up as Dobby. My partner and I now need to offset that adult choice with a ridiculous name for the machine. Thanks in advance. Love you. I made up the Dobby thing.
Yep.
But the rest is all true. Name storm for a coffee machine. Who's leading us off? I think this is good. We've got a coffee machine in the office, so we could steal one of these. We stole the vacuum cleaner one. Our little robot vacuum is called Suction Tendulkar.
Obviously, yeah.
That's no working hard.
How many do you have, Skin? Because you should go first because you've probably got 40.
Yeah, I've chosen my best 14.
Okay, good.
Have you narrowed it down to 14? That's pretty good for you.
I'll start with Whooping Coffee.
It's a very strong start.
Mikas has got his shopping list over there, so come on, buddy.
Yeah, what is that? What
did you get tomato sauce on
He's
that?
He's got avocados in that.
Well, actually, if you have so much easier just to write notes on paper than on phone. I
couldn't agree more.
Look at you go.
Yeah.
I had George Bruni. Clooney.
Struggling to get that.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Sure. I might as well jump.
Double up.
Cafe El Nadal.
That's good.
That is
very good. That's actually outstanding.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you very much.
Well done, Mikas. You did say, and I quote directly, this is the most confident I've felt for a name storm.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm hoping us to get us a little sponsorship for this segment with a Michael Nespresso machine.
Very nice. Hopefully that's enough to get a sponsorship. It's that one part.
Okay. I've got five ones.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Give all that.
Yeah.
I've got Coffee Fee Box. And Coffee B Buffet. Buffet?
Yeah, buffet from friends. What about Vanespresso Amorosi?
Very good. Happy. Very happy.
Okay.
Yep.
I had Murder on the Orient Espresso Maker.
It's long.
It's long, but they're your favourite ones.
No, I do.
It's
like
a great movie. I've got some longer ones.
No, yeah, I've also got some longer ones there.
Well, let's go our long ones. I've got a couple of them as well. Okay, and some names as well.
Oh.
Go, Skin. Come on.
Oh, I'm going again.
Yeah, may as well. Go.
You got the longest ones. Sure. Yeah, give us one of your long ones.
And Hatha spent way too much money at Starbucks recently.
Well, if you.
I don't really know.
Mm. I've also been spending a lot of money, so Stevie Wonder if Skin will be making me a coffee in the office.
See, these ones just slip off the tongue.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Very easy.
What about the return of the machine of the crime?
Machine of the crime. That would make
nice.
Wait, what's the return of?
Return to the scene of the crime.
Return to the machine. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I've got coffees are overdue, mate. Any chance of paying them?
Yeah. Thus, I had Ben Stiller waiting on a flat white overdue, mate.
That's very good.
Holy fuck. I mean, if you've got a label maker, though, you've run out of characters.
That is best so far, though.
Johnny Cash or card for that coffee?
Nice.
Good.
Selfie steam wand.
Nice.
Our cappuccino maker?
Yes.
Well, I had a very similar one.
You guys.
No, well, I won't. I had the same one.
Okay. Goaty, what's your coffee order?
I'm a piccolo.
Piccolo, yeah. Piccolo's cage, obviously.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
Very
no
good.
Dramas.
Is it back to me?
Yeah, may as well.
I'm going steam one chooses the wizard, Harry.
Skin, what about your favourite TV show, The Machiners?
Oh, that is very good.
Nice.
Nicely done. I'm very happy with that.
I had an oat milk latte, Taylor Swift.
Oh, that's stretchy. Fine.
Stretch, but happy with it. Yeah. I've got one that's a little bit niche to our Australian audience, but Gina Grindhart. In the news recently.
Yeah. All the good things, obviously.
I've got Michael Iced Long Blackson.
Funny because I laughed at that when you said it to me before. Why? And I couldn't fake it enough to make
it. You had to sip for that.
I said it at the cafe and I didn't even like it at the time, and they both laughed, and then they said, yeah, say it again, we'll laugh. That backfired. Yeah,
what about the Cowboys fans in here? Cohen Hespresso.
Nice. Mm. Real good, real good. Okay. I've got Espresso Fee Monk.
Okay, good. I had Ice Long Zac Efron.
These are getting worse.
Definitely. Yeah. Susan Boyler, anyone?
What about Margaret Thatcher?
What about the Loch Ness Espresso Monster?
Oh, my goodness. Why does the Loch Ness Monster always come back?
It's so easy, isn't it?
Ariana Grande Pumpkin Spice Latte.
Nice. I like what you've done with that. Because that could have been very easy to just leave it at Grande. But what did you say one to me before that was like Bruno Mars or something?
Oh, yeah, I did say Bruno Mars. Yeah. It's just his name.
I also had Brew Barrymore. I don't know if that's been done yet.
Brew Jackman.
Nice.
Yeah, nah. Nice. The Brew Fighters.
Shucks.
Who did we get? Tom. Surely we've given enough to Tom.
I think we've given him heaps.
I've got a lot more.
Of course. I could probably get
any Bean ones, like Bean Simmons or Bean Age Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Didn't have that, no.
Beyonce Knowles.
What?
They could work, couldn't they? What about Tony Hawk? Because he's just always on the grind. Come on.
Oh, yeah. I had a couple of sort of musical ones that I was a bit nervous about. A bit nervous about performing. Vanilla iced latte.
I would have been nervous too.
Billy Bean Is Not My Lover.
Yeah, good. That is good. Probably my favorite.
Yeah, it's good.
I think I'm fresh out here.
I'm happy with that. Okay. They're my best.
I don't know, Tom. I don't know. What gets the votes? Oh, we didn't even know. We are the Tampians, my friends. As in like Tamp.
Got it.
Oh, okay. Mm,
Tampa Bay, if you like. Or Ball Tampa.
Yeah. Ball Tampa. Mm. Nice.
Oh, that's good. Well, finish on those.
Finish on high, as we always say.
All right, what are we moving on to here? I've got us now doing listen to the chocks. I've been excited about this, actually.
Yeah, me too.
Cody say that very sarcastically. Listen to the chocks. We've got a jingle for it. To the chocks. That's what I have to do live. That was live and ad free. Mm. No, not ad free. There'll be ads in this episode. Sorry.
Yes.
No, I'm not really that sorry.
No, heaps of them.
The more the merrier.
Yeah. We'll probably squeeze one or two more in there before you finish too.
Hope so. We're definitely due. Right. Listen to the chocks. Basically, idea being that it's from the chalk line, mm-hmm. which is on our website. We got the chocolates.com.au. People that have left, I guess, stuff for us to listen to that aren't necessarily jokes. We get a lot of jokes left on them. But you can use the chalk line for other things as well, can't you, Mikus?
You absolutely can.
Yeah, you never have, but...
No, but other people probably have.
Yeah. They have. I'm sure.
Should continue to do so.
Yeah. And should continue to do so. It's very enjoyable. We get some good quality stuff. Like, for example, first when I worked actually the way we did it. Skin went from newest to oldest, and I went from oldest to newest, and we met somewhere around the middle. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense.
So I went back to like ones that were potentially like 3 years old.
Mm.
Yeah, this one wasn't 3 years old, but this was the first one I found.
Nice.
Why did you?
Second one I found. So it's good to see we're still getting plenty of them. Yeah. This is nice. If you're quite confused about what's happening, Skin at one stage did say that someone was on a mission to just like leave as many random farts for us as possible.
Yeah.
On the chalk line.
Yep.
It's a different version.
And now I've just given him some more airtime again. So, yeah. Thanks.
Apologies. Then we obviously had the technology. Easy to use.
It's not bloody working.
You know
what a Mickey Mouse operation this is. Absolute rubbish, just like the whole podcast. Absolute Muppets.
Is that you in the background?
Is that you?
The technology's good. That was from like 3 years ago.
Yeah, it was.
Just went back, Adam Pearson.
Yeah. I thought it was just Gaskin.
Oh, no. Pretty sure it's Adam Pearson.
No, it's Aaron Parsons.
It's Aaron friend Parsons. Of yeah. Friend of the show, Aaron Parsons, actually. So that was from about 3 years ago. Also found some like really encouraging ones of everyone, which I thought I'd better get one of those in.
Well, it's how's it going? Lethal, you're Blade Legend, mate.
Pretty happy with that. I mean, that's nice for all of us.
Is that also you somehow?
Knock, knock, knock.
Standing there with a gun to his head.
All right. Then I'll go to some real ones.
Are we doing anything fucking useful in this?
Here you go. This is from Brendan. This is good.
Right. Hey, guys. This is the short version of the best man speech from hell. So my mate Harry asked me to be his best man, and I'm happy to. Great.
Did you just hear that logo?
Yeah.
Was that my mate Harry asked or my mate Harry asked?
It sounded very Harry asked like.
But I think it's Harry asked. My mate Harry asked. But I could have sworn he said Harry asked.
I thought the same thing, I'll be honest.
Should we read? Oh, just keep going.
Yeah, keep going.
Bloke, love him. But as I'm writing this speech, he makes sure to point out the fact that, you know, keep it PG. There's going to be a lot of elderly people in attendance, that kind of thing. You know, you're not the same sort of riffraff we normally hang around with. And I've agreed to that. But somehow I've decided to let this ropey joke just go through, you know, something that makes the things that Skin says on here sound like a play school special. So it's occurred to me that when he gets married, that his wife and his mum will share the same name. So I've decided to play a little game. During my speech, I've said, raise your hand if your name is Catherine Hall.
Oh.
And two hands go up. So I decide to go with a joke of, oh, look at that, your mum and your wife. So you come out of one and into the other.
Oh.
Yeah.
All day you had to pick them?
Probably longer. Could have written the speech beforehand.
Wait, you're talking about him?
I'm talking about you.
Oh, you're right, talking about sorry. Him. Oh,
okay. Right.
Yeah, I think that's good.
I don't.
No, it's not a good thing to say, probably. As like a wedding MC, I've done that. Is the name actually Catherine Hall? Because that's also unfortunate, particularly with the type of joke that was told. Yeah, that's not the best, I wouldn't say, Brendan.
I can't imagine it was well received by the...
Well, he actually sent a follow-up email saying he was like public enemy number one, genuine villain.
I'm staggered to see why.
Cody's okay with that. Bad luck, Brendan. I mean, you got to, well, you miss, as they always say.
Yes. You miss all the shots you do take.
Yeah. You miss that one. For sure. That's a genuine, like, from the free throw line.
Yeah.
Miss the entire backboard.
Yeah.
One of your finest air balls.
All right. What else have I got for you?
Don't know.
Oh.
Yeah. Name's Carl Micken. Probably the unluckiest thing that's happened to me is when there was leftover lolly bags after the boys. Tea at West Torrens, and at the end of the day, I took some of the lolly bags that Dickie Williams had brought in for all the boys, and on Monday, I took them down to Coles to get a refund. But when I was at Coles, Renners and DC saw me returning the lolly bags, so I sort of got caught out there. So that's probably the unluckiest thing that's happened to me.
I assume that's inspired from the unluckiest story, 200th episode celebration.
Is Micken trying to get up for the 200th, you reckon?
Well, the funniest thing about that is definitely not Carl Micken. And in fact, because I played quite a bit of cricket with Carl
Micken.
Carl's
been on the show.
Yeah. And I played also a lot of cricket with the man who that voice is. And he also played a game for Australia. His name is Dan Cullen. And he has sent that in, trying to stitch up Carl Micken. I would almost guarantee that is a fabricated story.
What a sly dog Carl Micken is.
It sounded a lot like Carl Micken. It's a great voice that he's done. That is when he referred to DC and Renner's caught me out, Dan Cullen is DC.
Gotcha.
And I mean, you never want to throw out massive accusations, but I'm fairly confident that's his voice. Okay. Thank you very much, Carl. That's great. What do we got here?
Hey, lads. Currently listening to your full back catalogue and I'm only up to 110, so not sure if music parody is a must or dust now or if Goaty has already been immortalised, but here is my version of Elton John's I'm Still Standing, sung in the key of off. Don't you know I'm lowest average that the Bulls ever did? Bull by a nudie doorknob, though I swear it did a bit.
I fucking oath it did.
And I'm still lowest after all this time.
Mm-hmm.
Someone please go get a diamond duck and get me off Lee's mind. I'm still lowest. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cheers, boys.
Wow. What could he possibly be referring to?
I don't
know. No idea.
Imagine anyone listening for the first time.
Do you reckon we would have lost listeners after that?
If they've sat through our jingles, they're probably all right with that.
That's
referring to Goaty's debut for Queensland.
Smoked him.
Yeah, certainly not his bowling average either.
No, that was zero. NA.
That was a hashtag. That was from Colin Miller, but he said in brackets, not funky.
Oh, I was going to say, that'd be really cool if that was from Funk, but anyway.
No. One more, I reckon.
Let's do it.
Hey, lads. My name's Sean, otherwise known as the Bear, but not because I bat for the other team. Anywho, we all know.
Wait, what? Can someone explain that to me?
Nope, me.
Coach Sean?
Otherwise known as the Bear, but not because I bat for
the other team.
This could be a complete guess. American Pie, the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
There was a man in like a gay strip club known as the Bear. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they used to do like this type
sounds
of stuff.
Like a pretty good
that
guess.
Could be right. Yeah, I could be right.
Yeah, I think you're on the mark.
Yeah, not a gay strip club, like a nightclub. Yeah. And he like organized the strippers in the movie and stuff like that.
Yeah, I reckon that's right.
Yeah.
Your boy, Mekas, absolutely loves a marathon. I do want to know how his 50 marathons for this year are going, even though we are fairly early into the year.
I'll keep him going. Let's see what he says for the rest of
my supposed topic around marathons. So we're running marathons these days because in ancient times, some Greek dude ran a marathon and collapsed after running those 26 miles.
Chump.
And so what do? We honor him by running 26 miles and not dying. just a flex on this dude for the rest of time, I guess. I just want to know how Mekas and the others feel about this. Anywho, love what you're doing. I've just moved from Brisbane down to Melbourne, feeling pretty homesick, but you guys keep me right there up in Queensland, and I'm loving it. Keep going, boys.
Thanks, Sean. Plenty of breakdown there. Mekas, how are the marathons going?
Yeah, and as he mentioned, it is very early on in the year.
He sent that on 1st of January. Yes,
he sent that in January.
No, I'm pretty sure that came in today. No, I've done one. But
still one.
But yeah, you know, we got heaps of time. I'll get there.
Can I question something with it?
No.
More from a tactical perspective. Like you and Skin did an awesome run the other day. You ran a half, he smashed it. Like, should you be wasting those good runs on non-marathons?
Probably not.
There is a big difference between a marathon and a half marathon.
Oh, absolutely. Those two have done like an awesome run the other day.
But as we do often say, if you can run a half, you can run a
pretty much.
So you probably should just run.
Probably should have, but also like those long runs are going to be very helpful for like the back half of the year
Your 11th and 12th marathon in December.
Next week. Yeah. Last week, I definitely should have run the full marathon because I finished the 21 and I was like, I feel unbelievable. Genuinely.
Yeah,
well, not genuinely. I ran fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. It didn't fly.
Would have been pretty weird fly the last guy.
I literally flew.
Well, because we ran together for most of the time and I was not going well. Like, I was struggling, maxing out, doing like whatever we did, 6.5 minute K somewhere around there. And Mekas was like, all right, I'm going to try and ramp it up for the last K because I'm still feeling great. And did it at like 4:20 or something. It was a piss take. But
I did do that.
Must be nice.
You maybe should have just kept running.
No, I should have. It was already like 9 p.m. or something, and I was like, we should have left earlier, and I might have. But
it's weird you guys are late. It's just staggering.
We weren't necessarily late. We were just planning on running 21K, and we left it a great time to do 21K.
But you didn't leave it a great time to do 42.
Yeah, which was never the plan. So I think we actually did.
Probably left early.
Maybe.
Yeah. Is that actually how marathons were invented?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe that's true. Yeah. Some bloke had to like run a scroll.
Somewhere to Athens.
To a neighboring city or something. It was 26 miles away and he dropped dead at the end.
It is quite funny that we do that now. But I mean, I can't imagine he had like aid stations and things like electrolytes, all that makes it so much easier.
Gatorade wasn't invented.
Probably didn't have those Nike, whatever those race shoes are everyone wears.
Yeah, the Nikes.
Yeah, those.
You know that particular one.
Oh, yeah. Zoom, Vumeros.
Yes.
Oh, and Skype as well.
Yeah. I was going to say, all our scrolling, now we're just doing our phones.
Come on.
Damn it!
We are finishing with a game of Taboo.
You know that I need a guess from you, cause every word I say's a clue. The word could be eggplant, snow, or cute. Baby, we're playing the game Taboo.
Look alive, Mikas. This is your favourite game, you might say. Isn't it?
You might say it, but you'd be wrong.
You actually do get proper panic station
around
this game.
Oh, no, so nervous.
It's a, when Goaty used to call you deck chair, probably still does. That wasn't even our thing, was
I don't
it?
Think I've ever called you deck chair.
No, someone said you were deck chair. We were like, someone was like...
It was one of the nicknames. And then, no, you definitely...
You were like, oh, that's Mikas over there.
Yeah.
This Taboo is basically where it happens the most. So Taboo, you would have seen, it's a board game. It's a word guessing game with a twist. You describe a word to your partner without using the word itself or five other words that are on the cards in front of us. You're hoping that your partner picks up what you're putting down, if you know what I'm saying. Are we familiar? Have we provided enough context? So,
heaps.
I reckon we have. People have seen the game Taboo enough. If we say a word that is taboo, you will hear this sound. Charlie's on the tools here. And Charlie has also decided the colour. The colour will be red on the card. And I think Goaty and Mikas always go first. I don't mind who is describing, who is guessing.
I usually go first, don't we?
You describe first,
don't
you?
We've got this to say, buddy. We're home.
Yeah. I think the last time you proper pantsed us. And today we're not wearing pants because we're dressed as Dobby. So hopefully that doesn't happen. Thanks, Mikas.
Was I meant to say something?
No, not at all. No, I got a Taboo timer. You will need to say something when Goaty describes
it. Okay, I probably won't.
Are you ready? 3, 2, 1.
Okay, the last few batters in a batting lineup is known as the...
Tail end, tail.
Okay, so when you die at the place where you are...
Cemetery.
Yeah, okay. There's something at the top of the of your where your body is.
Tombstone.
Yes.
Oh, well done, Mikas.
Okay. Not an orange.
Oh, an apple. A banana.
Ooh.
Not an orange.
Done. You do get one final guess for that one Goaty was describing.
Pina colada.
So close.
What was it?
Beetle.
That's my favourite part of the whole game.
Yeah. Michelle Treifer.
That's three, though.
I'm okay with that.
All right, Skinny, you're describing first?
Sure.
All right. Let me get ready to play. 3, 2, 1.
Oh my God. You put a stack of, okay, the stuff that's in a book.
Yeah.
Putting pages. A stack of them together with
a folder, a pile, a deck, a
deck chair.
Folder, not folder. Binder.
No, yeah, but a small item, not a
notepad.
No, it's just sits in the corner of the top corner.
Pat notes.
No, you were very close. What were you about?
Sticky notes.
No.
Pages.
Oh, good.
Pages of.
Yeah. Yeah,
that was good. No.
That went well.
Did you get that in time?
No.
Did we get the right one?
No. But what was I guess it? You get one more guess, don't you?
Oh, you've had 48. No, you've had one other 49. Right.
Probably not, I don't think. No. What was it?
Paperclip.
Oh. I was saying stapler.
I had no idea.
I was nowhere there. That hurts, I'll be honest, Skin.
Should we declare?
No, probably not.
All right, Mikas. 3, 2, 1.
Beyonce sings Let Me
Halo.
See.
Halo.
The Goo Goo.
Dolls. Doll?
Yep. Okay. It's a type of trade.
Carpenter?
Yep. I don't know. I'm going to head outside to get some...
Sunlight, sunshine.
I'm feeling. This is. Keep on that. Like, it's really stuffy in here. I need to go get some.
Fresh air.
Fresh air in. That's unbelievable.
So, if you guys get.
So, is that
eight?
If you can get eight in 30 seconds.
All right. So, what have you got? Have you actually got eight?
We've got seven.
We've got seven. Definitely eight to win.
So, what did you get then? Four, and he got three. Holy shit.
Am I a fucking guru?
That was impressive.
Did you do red?
Yeah. I've gotten so much worse.
I don't understand why you're saying. We fucking beat these guys every week. They fucking suck.
Yeah, and then we play today.
Yeah.
Very violent, which we don't condone. Or sexual, which we're on the fence.
Depends if we're in the mood.
Okay. Three, I mean, I'm not a bear.
Two, one. Skin, oh my gosh, I've hurt my
leg.
Yeah, but more specific,
Femur.
When an arrow went through it.
Heel, Achilles.
Thank you. You in Monopoly, you didn't pass go, you go directly to...
Jail.
Another word for it?
Prison.
Well done. If I'm trying to get you to take the...
Money, credit.
No, like I want to get a reaction from you, so I want you to take the...
Bait.
Well done, thanks. Okay. We'll take three. Thanks, Vegas.
You can have it.
You can't fucking five more of them. If you like. That is just a good old fashioned dig.
That's a pumping, unfortunately. Skin, we hum at that together.
Don't we?
Oh, dear.
Are you sure it's that you guys suck or you're probably playing the best Taboo players probably in the history of the game?
Maybe one of the best Taboo players.
Well, Mick has talked himself down, but he also just got more than what Goaty got. But also, he's a very good guesser, Goaty. That's hard to know.
I feel like I gave very good clues.
I struggle to see how we're going to get beaten in this game.
I don't know. Mick, you were like, it's a song that Beyonce sings, Halo.
I started singing it, but yeah, no, you did say that way too early. Were you?
Yeah, I'd tell it.
Nah, yeah. And that's what I like about us.
Mm-hmm. What exactly?
Telekinesis.
we just get each other. Anyway.
Telekinesis is what you're talking about.
Beautiful. Tweet of the week. We actually spoke about this earlier in the show. So this is from Sage Boggs.
It's actually really.
Yeah. I'm more of a rosemary guy myself, but anyway.
What is sage?
It's a herb.
It's a herb.
Oh, I was going to try and tee that for our little sponsor segment, but again, but thank you for doing that, buddy. You're on fire today.
Well, I can help with this.
That's a win.
Fucking seamless. Anyway, I'm glad I learned about parallelograms instead of how to do taxes. It's really come in handy come this parallelogram season. That's for skin, because I know you like that stuff.
It does.
Yeah. I appreciate taxes it. And shapes.
Taxes and shapes, my two favorite things.
Yeah. Really are. What a combo. Thank you. That was indeed You're In For A Tweet. Oh, no, it's not. It's You're In For An X now. Mm-hmm. Great segment name. Rightio, that's another episode of the Week of the Chocolates podcast complete. We welcome you to be a part of the Chockeys crew. Get in touch with us on the socials firstly. I think that's at We Got The Chocolates, wherever you have social media. And in the social bios, you will see a couple of discount codes for our Chockey listeners. If you are listening and want to grab yourself either some Better Beer merch or LSKD gear, we definitely have discount codes for both those things.
Yep. You can also get in touch with us at our website, wegotthechocolates.com.au. You can leave a message on the chalk line or just write in below if you'd prefer.
Keep the ratings and reviews coming. Only 5-star ones too, please. It's not that hard.
That's right.
Yeah, if you don't mind, yeah, it's not that hard.
No. There's also merch available on the website.
Uh-huh. There which is?
Yeah.
Which is still, we got the chance to have some merch there.
Perfect. Yeah. And remember that if you are out there and having a laugh with your mates this week, then you're absolutely getting the chocolate. We love speaking to you and having you here. We'll be back again this time next week. And as always, good luck in the future. And that's Stumps. Goaty.
Yeah.
What is the name of Phineas and Ferb's older sister, would you say?
I don't know.
Was it? Neither it's Candace, isn't it?
Yeah, Candace Dick fit in your mouth.
Is it actually Candace?
Very, I think it is.
I don't even know Phineas and Ferb was like a show. Not many of us a show, but I don't know.
Hey, Lee.
Yeah.
Did you hear about Norway this week? What happened?
No, I didn't.
Norway, I can fit these nuts in your mouth.
It's not going to stop you trying, though, is it?
Absolutely not.
I can see your nuts in that sack.
Clearly see your nuts.
Love you.
Love you.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.